Begin transmission.
Okay. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am sitting here watching the replay of the Verizon IndyCar Series Grand Prix of Toronto. Toronto and Canada. Ooh, there's a big crash just happened. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Four cars. Hey, look, there's snow dust standing in the background. wouldn't that be funny? No, but I know I did talk to Snow Dust. He's avoiding downtown during this race. This race is actually over in reality. I am watching the replay. And it's interesting. I'm drinking tea. And I just had an odd thought that kind of contradicts previous thoughts. And that is this. I'm sitting here, this is IndyCar racing, right? I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm wondering, why are they on a city street-based road course? And the reason I ask this is because, you know, geez, these courses are pretty small. Or I should say the lanes aren't very wide. And so you end up with lots of crashing like this. Boink! Accidentally hit him in the back. Doink! Boink! And then this guy gets hit and spins around. This guy flips up in the air and bonk, bonk, bonk. A lot of expensive broken cars. And I thought, is this a good idea? And then I remembered, no wait, I like this. When it comes to F1 racing, you know, I like Monaco. I like the Azerbaijan race in Baku, because these are races that take place on city streets. But sitting here watching the Indy cars do this, I don't know if this is a great idea. These cars are meant for oval tracks. Oh, look at this messed up crash. Ding, ding, ding. All the cars are going everywhere. Anyway. So here I am finding myself complaining about something I normally like, which is, you know, city streets, road courses. But, I don't know. Whatever. And then I started thinking, you know, it would be really funny. You know what discipline of racing they don't do this in? NASCAR. NASCAR is mostly oval tracks, but twice a year they run on road courses. But these are, you know, purpose-built road courses. These are not city street courses. So I'm thinking, that might be interesting to try sometime. Have a NASCAR city street race. Have it down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or Birmingham, Alabama. That might be interesting. Oh, boy. So what am I doing today? Well, I just got up about an hour ago. The cat was running around. Where's Pippa now? Where did she go? She might be having a snack. Can I hear her eating? Oh, yeah. So, boy, I'm kind of stiff this morning. I don't know. I don't know what's up. I need to stretch. I feel like I need to get some exercise. But I'm not going anywhere today because it's really hot. Although it's less hot than it was yesterday. It's only 94 right now. Ooh, that is not good for me. No, no, no. I do not want to go out in the heat today. But I did have fun last night. Last night I watched Godzilla vs. Megalon. And there goes Pippa. Bye, Pippa. Godzilla vs. Megalon. We've talked about it before, but it might be my favorite Godzilla movie of all time. Out of the 33 or 34 Godzilla movies that exist, Godzilla vs. Megalon is probably my favorite. Now, why it's my favorite, it's kind of sketchy. Why do I like that one the most when there are so many better ones? Well, Godzilla vs. Megalon is kind of weird. In that, it was made cheaply. There's no female lead, so there's no, you know, love interest or anything. And they reused a lot of stock footage. And I like that and I don't like that simultaneously. You can see some of this same footage used in in any movie that King Ghidorah is in. Whenever you see lightning crushing buildings, that's usually Ghidorah. But they reuse some Ghidorah footage for Megalon. And it's kind of cheesy. And there's a... I think one of the reasons I like Godzilla vs. Megalon so much is it's the one I remember seeing as a child. And so there's that kind of nostalgic connection to it. And Godzilla vs. Megalon is also probably the cheesiest one. You can see a lot of wires whenever Megalon is flying or Jet Jaguar is flying. Godzilla vs. Megalon was a very hacked together movie using the whole Jet Jaguar thing. Toho Studios, they had a contest for kids saying, you know, design a robot and we're going to make a movie using your character design. And this was back when Ultraman was getting popular, and this was sort of to counter Ultraman. And so kids sent in drawings of robot superheroes, and Toho was going to make a Ultraman like movie, but ended up not doing it for whatever reason. And so they just sort of wedged this this robot superhero into the Megalon movie. And couple that with the stock footage and all the cheese and the very shaky plot that just got knocked together. You have a pretty poor quality movie in Godzilla vs. Megalon. I'll admit, it's pretty bad. But one, I like it because it's bad. And two, the badness gives it, I don't know, it might be this movie that gave Godzilla a bad name. You know, there's some people who don't think Godzilla is cool, and they say, oh, those movies are so terrible and so cheesy and so cheap. Good tea. Well, it might have been Megalon that sort of set off the anti-Godzilla wave. I don't know. But I will tell you this. I did enjoy watching it. I haven't actually seen Godzilla vs. Megalon in quite a long time. We're talking over 10 years. It's funny, because they never play this one on TV. The network that I saw this on, they've been playing Godzilla movies for a couple years now, and they never play Godzilla vs. Megalon. So I was, you know, sort of surprised and shocked, and I'm glad I got to see it again, and to see how, you know, pretty bad it actually is. Some of it doesn't make sense, and it's kind of one of those movies where you watch it and you think, did they stop making this midway through, change directors, and then try to save it? Maybe. I don't know the history. But I will tell you this one. Yeah, Godzilla vs. Megalon is probably one of the most cheaply made Godzilla movies. Those rubber suits are expensive, though. Oh, I tell you, I wish I had a Godzilla suit. I probably wouldn't be able to wear it because it would be too hot. But, oh God, that would sure be fun to walk down the street in a Godzilla costume. Oh, I love Godzilla so much. Why do I love Godzilla? I don't know. I have loved Godzilla since I was a very, very young child. We're talking like 4 or 5 years old. I can remember being very young, loving Godzilla. I remember seeing a Godzilla model in a hobby shop, and I talked my dad into buying it. And now I wish I had more toy Godzilla stuff. I wish I had. I don't know. Every couple of years, every time they release a new Godzilla movie, it seems like they come out with some new Godzilla figures. And there's some nice Godzilla toys out there. I remember seeing one that was almost 2 feet tall. It wasn't, a Showa era Godzilla. It was, like a millennial Godzilla, if I remember. Godzilla movies are broken down into a few different categories. And how many are there? Like three or four? Showa, Heisei, Millennium, and well, that now there's now. I don't know if we count the new Godzillas as separate, but you have your Showa Godzilla films. These are from the Showa era of Japan. And these are the old classic ones that, I'm talking about most of the time. These are the ones you think about when you think about Godzilla films. Then you have the Heisei films, which are the pre-millennium films. And then some of these are actually kind of interesting because they incorporate elements of other genres. And so I kind of like some of those. They're very interesting. And the Godzilla suits are pretty good. Then there's the Millennial series. And they're kind of weird, but they're okay. And then how do you qualify Shin Godzilla? Does that fit into the Millennial series, or does that fit into something new? Plus, there are more new Godzilla movies coming. There's going to be another Godzilla versus King Kong film coming out in a couple of years. I don't know how I feel about that. I was never a King Kong fan. I've always thought King Kong was really weak. And as I got older, I came to appreciate the original film with Fay Wray. And I appreciate the movie, but it's not that good. And every King Kong movie that has come out since then is just a remake of that same story. There isn't a series of King Kong movies. It's all the same story. They find a giant ape on an island, they bring it to New York, it escapes and it climbs a tall building. Okay, it depends on it depends on the era, depends on what building he climbs, but still, all King Kong movies are the same story. And there's a girl, and the monkey grabs the girl. Okay, right? It's all the same. That's not true for Godzilla. Godzilla, these are continually this is a series of films. And that's why Godzilla is better. And let's face it, the truth of the matter is, King Kong has nothing on Godzilla. Godzilla's a 300-plus foot monster lizard that breathes radiation. Come on. A monkey isn't gonna stand up to that. Godzilla has other powers too, and we never ever talk about them. So anyway, I don't know what they're going to do with a new Godzilla movie. A new Godzilla versus Kong movie. Do we need that? No, we don't. I do need to sneeze, though. Yeah, so I'm really not into the whole Godzilla versus King Kong thing. That's just stupid. It's a waste of time. But you know something I would be interested in? Is a collaboration between Godzilla and the Pacific Rim people. I wouldn't mind watching Giant Robot versus Godzilla. Because, you know, I just feel like I've got no voice today. I just feel like Godzilla versus Giant Robot is truer to the source. I don't, you know, it's more Japanese. Why are we having Godzilla fight King Kong? That doesn't make any sense. Why? Godzilla versus Giant Robot, that makes more sense. And let's face it, the people who made Pacific Rim, they wanted to fight their robots against Godzilla. Godzilla, the original kaiju. If it wasn't for Godzilla, there would be no kaiju. Godzilla is responsible for an entire genre. So why can't we get him fighting giant robots? And I'll tell you why. And I know why this doesn't happen. Because Godzilla has to win. And the people making the giant robot movies, well, they have to have their giant robots win. And nobody wants to see a giant robot actually beat Godzilla. Everybody wants to see the fight. But, you know, like all Godzilla fights, we want to see Godzilla kick some ass. So, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, I would love to see a modern Godzilla versus giant robot fight. Ooh, daddy. That would be good. Except, of course, it can't all be computer graphics. At some point in time, you have to have a guy in a suit. If you don't have the guy in a rubber suit, is it really Godzilla? I don't know. I don't know. At some point in time, you gotta put the guy in the Godzilla suit and let him stomp around. Maybe it's just me. The only good thing about a new Godzilla versus King Kong movie coming out is that there will be a new Godzilla. And that means that there will probably be new Godzilla toys. New Godzilla statues and sculptures and stuff. And that's what I want. Do I want a big Godzilla? They're kind of expensive. I kind of want one. If somebody gave me one, I wouldn't complain about receiving it. But what I kind of want, what I basically want are like all the classic Godzilla monsters at some kind of scale that I can use against other things that I already have in that scale. So now let's figure out scale Godzillas. A Hot Wheels car is about 1/64 scale. So how big would that Godzilla toy need to be next to that car? Well, we could figure that out. But that's still too big. Oh, here's Pippa. Hi, Pippa. What are you doing? I have a lot of stuff that's in 1/72 scale. What? You're not to scale. You're a full-size baby. Hi. I think they heard that meow on the radio, Pippa. Pippa's now standing right here, and I have to pet her. Oh, look at this fluffy baby. Oh, your fur is so shiny and nice and fluffy. Oh, somebody's been brushing you up. Yes, I've been brushing my cat like crazy lately. Oh, you're so soft and fluffy. Oh, look at this baby. Yeah, and Pippa watched Godzilla a little bit last night. She walked through the room during the big fight between Gigan, Megalon, Jet Jaguar, and Godzilla, and she looked at the screen at one point in time, and Godzilla or Gigan let out a scream, and she didn't like the noise, and she ran out of the room. It's just a bunch of guys in rubber suits, Pippa. So what I'm thinking is, because I have a lot of models that are 1/72 scale, I'm going to need a Godzilla that's like 1/72 scale. I do also have some stuff that's 1/300 scale or 1/275 scale. Can't remember. Yeah, maybe a 300 scale Godzilla might be better. That would be fun. Should I be even doing a show today? I can't even talk. What are you doing, Pippa? Pippa is licking the outside of my teacup. Well, you like the condensation? Yeah. Because that's not how you drink the tea that's on the inside. Pippa is just licking my teacup, getting all that condensation off. Thank you for getting that condensation off my teacup, dingus. That's such a good baby. No, now she's trying to look into it. She hears the ice cubes rattling. Thank you for not sticking your face in there. And that's how we get kitty fluff in my cup. Pippa has to... She's very interested in ice cubes, and so she hears the ice cubes rattling around. She wonders what it is. Then she sticks her muzzle down into the cup. And that leaves kitty hair around the rim of the cup. And then the next time I try to take a drink, I drink kitty hair. And that's how I get kitty fluff stuck to my face. Isn't that right, Pippa? What are you doing? Look at this kitty. Yeah, hi. Yeah, the kitty says, oh, you have to pay attention to me. But I'm doing dubious goals committee, dingins. Who's a baby? Oh, now she's going to sit right here. Okay, that's a good baby. Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. All right. Well, maybe I should start collecting Godzilla figures. I don't know. I would either want... If I was going to start a collection, I would collect small-scale... classic Showa monsters. All the classic monsters, such as King Ghidra, Gigan, Megalon, who else do we like? Manda, Spiga, King Caesar, and Rodan, and who else should we get, Pippa? What other monsters? Anguirus? Yeah, I gotta get him. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye. What's that one guy's name? Babaram? I don't know. So we could collect all the classic Showa-era monsters. Except for Minya. I hate Minya. And, or... We could collect just Godzillas from the different eras and the different Godzillas that there are. You know, like Shin Godzilla. You know, so you need to have a good Showa Godzilla, a Millennial, a Heisei, and then like Shin Godzilla. I saw Shin Godzilla recently. I didn't know what to think. Of course, I kind of liked it because it was, you know, Godzilla. But the suit was different. They tried to make him cooler or tougher or meaner, and it kind of didn't work out. They just sort of made him goofier. But still, he was kind of cool. And he kicked a lot of ass. And I do love watching Godzilla... trash stuff. That appeals to the vandal in me. I like it when Godzilla is mad at humanity, because then he goes around trashing cities. And, you know, when we think of Godzilla, what do we really think of? We think of Godzilla destroying Tokyo. That's the entire meme right there. Godzilla destroys Tokyo. And in reality, he's only ever done that once. The other time Godzilla destroys anything, he's always under the influence of evil aliens or the Cetopians or, you know, somebody else, right? Somebody's always controlling Godzilla. But that's what I enjoy the most about Godzilla. Yeah, it's fun to see him fight other monsters. And that's really what Godzilla does. He fights other monsters. But let's face it. All anybody ever wants to see is Godzilla destroying cities. Which I love. I think it's great. That's what you get! And that's why I wish Godzilla was real. We would have more evolution. If Godzilla just randomly popped up and started destroying cities, that'd be great. It would be a good culling of humanity. Cull the humans. Wreck some old buildings, put up some new buildings. Gojira. My hero. Gojira, you're my hero. Please come to Nebraska. There's not much to destroy except a bunch of cornfields. But if you go destroy Lincoln, I won't feel bad. Lincoln is the capital of Nebraska. And it's a big university city. The University of Nebraska is in Lincoln. And that's where the Cornhuskers live. And that's where Memorial Stadium is. That's what I want to see. I want to see Godzilla's crush Memorial Stadium during a Huskers game. Oh no! Gojira! That would be great. Not enough Godzilla for me. Godzilla versus the Taliban. Yeah, where was Godzilla when we had to deal with Osama bin Laden? Godzilla would have kicked his ass. Oh, Godzilla, I love you so much. Where else are you going to find a giant lizard? I just love the idea of Godzilla. Giant monster lizard, bigger than anything. Can't be destroyed. Can't do anything about it other than to suffer the consequences of its existence. I like that idea. I like the idea that mankind isn't the most powerful thing on Earth. I wish there was something that could put humanity in its place. Something big, something wild, and something extraordinarily dangerous. That just says Godzilla to me. I realize I have a strange philosophy. But, you know, if I didn't, would you have anything to listen to? No. And that's what the Dubious Goals Committee is all about. It's about putting strange ideas into your head and wishing that Godzilla was real. You have been listening to the Dubious, Gee, I Wish Godzilla Was Real Committee Show. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on the Godzilla Channel. My name's Tobe. I gotta go do something else, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.